This Daily Christian Newscast, brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, May 23rd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. 2 years ago, 276 Nigerian schoolgirls were kidnapped at gunpoint from their boarding school in Chibok in Borno. On Tuesday, when Amina Ali Ngeke walked out of the Sambisa forest looking for help, she was the first girl from the mass kidnapping to be seen alive. According to CNN, Ngeke was released by her militant Islamic Boko Haram captors in very rough shape, with a four-month-old baby and a man claiming to be her husband. Edward Clancy, from Aid to the Church, spoke to The Worldview about the Nigerian crisis.
Boko Haram is a manifestation of many problems that exist and have existed in northern Nigeria in particular. In 2014, they were the most active terrorist group in the world, with at least 240 terrorist acts against the General Society in Nigeria, and specifically against Christian communities, Christian churches, and against Christian leaders. And so while Boko Haram is much less in the news, they're still making their presence known in Nigeria and in the countries that surround northern Nigeria.
As God promised the prophet Joel, let it be unto Ngeke, who has lost her childhood and her innocence. Restore her, O Lord. I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Joel 2:25. Last week, President Barack Obama threatened the nation's public schools that if they did not comply with his orders of how they should treat transgender children, he would cut federal funding. That same day, he issued another, less reported threat. He told healthcare institutions who accept government dollars that he'd make sure their funding was cut if they refused to perform sex change operations and abortions, adding that he would also refer their names to the Department of Justice for legal action against them. Ken Klukowski, an attorney with First Liberty Institute, said the Obama administration's interpretation of the law was laughable. He went on to describe the threat as Orwellian and an unconstitutional assault on the First Amendment. Fighting back last week, GOP lawmakers took action to remove the sting of Obama's threats. The Washington Examiner reported that Congressman Luke Messer, Republican from Indiana, proposed legislation that would not allow public schools to be punished for refusing to comply with Obama's directives. Alabama State Representative Patricia Todd, a Democrat from Birmingham and the state's only open homosexual state legislator, emboldened by the administration's support, said she thought children would be safer with a transgendered person in a bathroom than they are at church. Presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump met privately on Saturday with 500 of the nation's most prominent evangelical leaders. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins said he worked hard to set up the meeting because he does not believe Christians should stay home and sit out the presidential race, as some have argued. Perkins worked with Bill Dallas of United Purpose and Dr. Ben Carson to set up the meeting. Other top names at the meeting were Southern Baptist Convention President Ronnie Floyd, James Dobson, Ralph Reed, and Tim Wildman. Floyd, leader of the nation's largest Protestant denomination, said, quote, "None of us have endorsed Mr. Trump, nor have we condemned Mr. Trump. This is about the possibility of being able to appoint the next four Supreme Court justices. This is about the dignity of human life from the womb to the tomb. This is about religious freedom. I'm not about to sit at home and not express something. I'm accountable to God, and I believe I'm accountable to my fellow Americans." Unquote. Trump also attended the National Rifle Association annual convention, promising to end gun-free zones his first day in office. NRA officials opened their convention endorsing Trump for president. It was a strange day at a damp Pimlico racecourse in Baltimore, Maryland on Saturday, its biggest day of the year. On Saturday, Preakness Day, two horses died and a jockey was seriously injured in the first four races. After winning the opening race, the horse named Homeboy Chris collapsed and died after having his picture taken in the winner's circle. In the fourth race, Promedia broke his leg while making a turn. The horse and its jockey, Daniel Centeno, both tumbled to the ground. Centeno broke his collarbone. The horse had to be put down. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 20:7. And that's the World View on this Monday, May 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Praise the Lord. 34 listeners have stepped up to the plate and contributed to help keep this particular broadcast on the air. We're looking for 216 more listeners to make a pledge of just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give, and check the recurring donation box. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, the Worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce the Worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.